News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Officials are still trying to determine what caused an explosion at a town of Wausau home yesterday morning. Sheriff Scott Park says deputies were on the scene just after receiving a 911 call around 7 o'clock in the morning.
We had a squad that was relatively close, could see that there was a fireball, and then also arrived on scene and noticed that there was substantial fire coming out of the residence.
Now, the house is said to be a total loss. All the outer walls are charred and are no longer standing. Officials also reported suspicious devices inside a vehicle near the home. They've not released any additional information about that at this time. The Merrill School District is without a band director after allegations of inappropriate behavior, as we hear from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
High school band director Matt Calopi was placed on administrative leave 1 week ago today. He resigned Tuesday after being accused of questionable behavior with a student. School district officials have not said exactly what that questionable behavior is. An internal district investigation was about to begin when Calopi left his job after serving 4 years. Merrill police are now in charge of the investigation. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A trial date's been set for a Clintonville woman accused of neglecting horses on her property. 71-year-old Barbara Theory will face a Wapaka County jury April 9th. She's charged with 15 animal neglect counts after 5 horses were seized last fall. A neighbor at a farm she used to run in Kewaunee said horse heads and carcasses were found in a barn there. It's thought the surviving animals were moved from Kewaunee to Clintonville back in September. Thury has already entered a not guilty plea. A 46-year-old former Woodruff area woman's been sentenced to 2 years in prison and is ordered to be repaying $750,000 for restitution and fines. Lisa Sicali admitted to stealing $660,000 from Aqualand Manufacturing. Prosecutor Jody Bednar-Clemens says that Callie destroyed family trust by using that money to fund her own lavish lifestyle. Prosecutors say she'll have to pay it back, and if she doesn't, she could serve additional jail time.
How could anyone steal money from a business and do it month after month and year after year for more than a 7-year period of time, totaling more than $650,000, without someone figuring it out?
Prosecutors say that the business nearly went under. Several people lost jobs and income because money was disappearing into Sicali's personal accounts. There are 6 commuters from Bergen County who filed a lawsuit against New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, saying they were late for work, trapped on local roads, and deserve to be compensated for it. More on Bridgegate from Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers.
Governor Chris Christie made one thing plain during Thursday's press conference.
I was blindsided yesterday morning.
He made no bones about how he felt.
I am stunned by the abject stupidity that was shown here, regardless of what the facts ultimately uncover.
And he fired his deputy chief of staff for highway lane closures at the George Washington Bridge that were apparently ordered by his aides as political retribution. The bridge connects New York City with Fort Lee, New Jersey. Governor Christie said he didn't know anything about it until staff emails surfaced. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
House Republican leaders Friday will vote on 2 Obamacare-related bills. One requires more transparency about the security of the personal data that's entered at healthcare.gov. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says the government should notify federal health website users should their personal information be compromised. Meet the new president at the UW system. The Board of Regents named Ray Cross the next system president following a recommendation made by the selection committee. Cross has served as chancellor of the UW colleges and UW Extension dating back to 2011. He was one of 3 finalists for the job. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. There's a little bit of fog around this morning, and some areas could see some patchy freezing drizzle before sunrise. More winter weather will move in late today. Light snow and a wintry mix from the afternoon into the evening. Highs will reach the low 30s. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible overnight into tomorrow morning, mostly to the east of Wausau. Areas further east through Shawano and Brown County could see 2 to 4 inches. We'll have overnight lows in the upper 20s, and during the day Saturday, some light snow showers left over in the morning. Otherwise cloudy with high temperatures in the low 30s. Get the 6-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and the latest zoom-in weather radar anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.